All right, ladies, here's the question. And after Alex kind of shares what happened with her, I would like you to call in 317-239-1009. Or if maybe it's too awkward, you can always tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. But have you ever had a guy who just would not leave you alone or maybe your friend alone at the bar? Because this happened to you, Alex, on Friday night.
I was at the Eagle with my friend Lauren. We all know she's a living legend now. She's always with me for all of my craziest things that go down.
Well, there's your problem right there. Okay.
And we met up with a new friend. We met a new girl Friday night, too, that I had never hung out with before. So this poor girl, she was thrown into the wild world of Alex going out on the weekend.
Some don't survive that world.
Lauren and I both think she's not calling us again. So we were just sitting there, all three of us girls talking. There was a seat next to me on my right side, and then there was a seat next to Lauren on her left side. And so there was some room, I guess, for people to squeeze in. Well, these guys immediately surround us. We're like deep in conversation, getting to know each other, okay? And these three guys come, and they just immediately like insert themselves in the conversation, which, number one, that's so annoying when that happens. And
what do you prefer a guy to do then, real quick? Because that always amazed me. It's like, you have to have a lot of balls to go up to a girl and strike up a conversation, especially if they're attractive looking.
Yeah,
What's the right way?
I don't know how to explain it to you, except that these guys, it was very obvious that they were just so annoying and they were rude about it. And they didn't like subtly just, he didn't just sit down next to me and quietly say when there was a pause in the conversation, like, oh, what should I get to drink? What are you drinking? Or something normal.
He just interjected right in.
Yeah, they were like, hi, we're so-and-so. What are y'all's names? And I just was so annoyed immediately, like, because I was like, oh my gosh, leave us alone. We're clearly in a conversation. So these guys start talking to us. And I mean, I'm not kidding you, like 100 times over and over again, they kept asking, where are you from? And I kept saying, Southern Indiana, like a million times. And so by the time, it was like, he wasn't even listening to me. And not only that, but they all had an accent. But what was weird was they had different accents throughout the night. So at first he sounded like, I don't know if this is the right word, but like Ukrainian. I feel like that's
Can I hear the accent?
Yes, please.
I don't know how to do it.
How did he sound? No. So we just kind of get a vibe for
He sounded Middle Eastern.
Well, that could mean a lot of things. Just don't worry. Well, not offensive.
He said from the Ukraine, but I don't know how to do that accent.
Try. Just try.
Oh, wait, I don't know how to do it.
Sound like I was at a nail salon.
Yeah, that was
he asked you where you're from.
I cannot do accents
Come
at
on,
all. I'm
just,
horrible.
Alex, this helps the story.
He was just like something like, where you... I can't do it!
Where you from? Pretty dang.
No, it wasn't. That sounds okay. Asian. It wasn't okay. That. We're going to get called racist now.
We're trying to reenact. I mean,
all I'm saying
audio is important.
At first, he said he was from the Ukraine, and then all of a sudden, one of them said, I lived in England, and then he switched to a British accent, and it was very weird, and I was like, hey, these guys are full of you-know-what.
What did the British accent sound like?
Well, imagine a Middle Eastern accent combined with a British accent. It didn't even sound British to me. It just sounded weird. Like he didn't even know what he was. I think they were just messing with us.
Oh, okay.
Is the thing. So they were just getting on my nerves and they wouldn't leave us alone. And I said like a million times, like, okay, well, we're trying to get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. They wouldn't leave us alone. Finally, the 150th time that this guy asked me, where are you from? I looked at him without missing a beat and I go, I'm from hell.
What was his reaction when you said that?
Like his eyes got kind of big and he just kind of like stopped what he was saying for a second and then he started laughing.
And he's like, oh, Southern Indiana. Okay.
Yeah. And then he started laughing and then he kept trying to hit on us. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like I immediately was like, hey, if I go for this, I'm just going to like really go for it. And there's no way he's going to want to keep talking to us because he's going to think I'm crazy, right? No, didn't work. So the time that I talk like I'm possessed at the bar to a guy, that's when he wants to stick around and get to know me more. Like, explain this to me when I'm normal.
That
no guys
that
hit
should
on
have
me.
Done it for you. Knowing you, you want that kind of craziness. Yeah. And he liked it. I'm from hell. Ooh, come talk to me.
I'm from the Ukraine. What are they talk like?
I was just thinking, like, good Lord. You know, there's got to be some other girls out there that have had some nightmarish stories of guys that they're not interested in hitting on them at the clubs or at the bars. And then what was your way to get out of it? Because I've had people tell me that I've talked to you here in Indy. They've said, oh, I've given out your all station phone number before to guys that
don't
like
do
wanted
that.
My number.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
Keep doing it.
Do not.
Give
out another station's number, not ours.
317-239-1009. Call me.
All right, we're going to talk to you next. We want to hear, ladies, what did a guy do that he just was bothering you? It was so annoying. And like, what did you do to try to actually get him to stop? And did it work?